Hi there. It's Friday, April 19th. I'm here in Sarasota. It is approximately 8:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I decided tonight was going to be the night to try something new. Specifically, this will be, I suppose we could call it, quote unquote, the first real audio blog post. So far, as some of you may know, if you have been following the site regularly, that we added a podcast tab probably, God, it feels like it's only been a couple weeks, but I bet it's been closer to a couple of months ago when we added that tab. And I was basically just kind of beginning to get used to hearing my own voice. So rather than do what I'm attempting to do now, which is to completely off the cuff, no planning, no outline, just to kind of get into a regular daily talk for 10 minutes and let the day decide what it is that I may talk about for that 10 minutes. So this is what I thought I was going to start a couple months ago, realized I wasn't ready, but knew I needed to begin to listen to myself as I got myself ready to go on stage in front of large numbers of people. So I simply read blog posts that were old, written, that I had published either weeks previously or even months previously. So anyway, this is, like I said, the first audio blog post that will be live, if you will. I am not recording this, not reading a script. I'm just sitting here in one of my back rooms. And soon I hope to be adding video. So this is, like I said, just the next step, the next logical step as I work myself up to hopefully by June in front of, I'm aiming for a 500 person crowd. So we'll see. That's all to be discussed later. There was something specific that made me decide that this was the time to do this. For the past 3 months, I've been rewatching for the first time since it aired on TV, one of my favorite television series of all time, The West Wing. And I concluded with season 7 two nights ago. And I must admit, it's been, I don't know, I'm kind of cheesy like that. I tend to really be profoundly affected by film and TV and music, and I'll reflect, and it just, and in this case, I've been watching this series with very, very specific purposes in mind. I was talking to a friend of mine recently and reminding him of something that I learned only 3 years ago when I was reading an article about Aaron Sorkin, the creator and writer, main writer of The West Wing. I read an article that for the better part of at least two seasons, possibly three, this guy was the only writer, and I gotta say, I'm, regardless of political ideology, whatever your specific political ideology is personally, I've never been able to imagine how any intelligent person can watch that show and feel anything but tremendous awe of how unbelievably accurate and realistic it was, how it, it's just, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. And then when you learn that there was one dude writing this weekly drama, this weekly hour-long drama, accurately depicting the most powerful country in the world and its inner workings. I was flabbergasted when I read it, and I'm still flabbergasted when I repeat it. So the part that I was sort of watching and trying to find solace in for myself personally was identifying with Aaron Sorkin in the sense that I can kind of understand how he could get possessive of something, you know, where in his head it's very specific. He sees the vision. He sees it. He feels it. And sometimes it's just really, really challenging to communicate that to others. So, and you don't want to bastardize it. You don't want to water it down. You want it as pure as you can see it in your mind. And so I kind of get it. And to be honest, it really was kind of providing me a little bit of peace during some turbulent months here as I adjust to what I feel is my calling, to be honest. So anyway, I was watching it primarily for that, but then, I mean, actually secondarily for that, primarily because I was observing the team. I was observing the teamwork of Jed Bartlett and his team of these idealistic, Yes, I mean, okay, let's label them Democratic. Sure, they're aligning more with the Democratic ideals. They played Democrats, but you can't disagree or you know, he constantly was bringing in both sides and really aiming for the ideal of our governmental structure. And just witnessing and watching, I didn't care if it was fictitious or not. I mean, it was so accurate, who cares? That it doesn't actually exist in real life. I absolutely was inspired, guided, and learned a tremendous amount about teamwork and leadership when watching that series specifically with that goal in mind. And as I prepare here to take a very big next step, it's the next step for me, but it happens to be probably what will appear on the outside for the rest of my story in this life to be the biggest step. Meaning I feel like things are about to really skyrocket because I'm ready to take this message to the greater public. I've been really just adjusting to do that. And I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to ask for the fundraising. I'm ready to put myself in that, you know, in that more vulnerable position. I'm ready. I feel like I've matured tremendously in trying to ascertain where the line of privacy for my life is and where the line of sharing. I just, there are tremendous things that I've got already in motion. And I'm now feel like I've got enough behind me to prove that I'm not just crazy talk, you know, that I've got some substance behind some of these extremely radical ideas that I've been discussing, you know, very specifically now for almost 5 months. So anyway, the West Wing has been hugely influential on me. Again, especially as I feel like as part of this next level, that I am very much assembling a team. I am gaining clarity on what the mission for this team will be. In fact, I'm pretty certain it hit me pretty clearly just yesterday, but I kind of need to let that marinate a little bit and not ready to share, you know, too many of those details yet. But I'm recruiting a team. There's no doubt about it. And I'm recruiting spectators who, you know, maybe don't completely understand what the heck I'm doing. You know, they may not want to contribute to me financially or anything like that, but it's a story. You got to admit, this is a pretty good story that I think I've got going, and I'm not creating it for the sake of the story, yet I am. And I don't mean that to be confusing, it may be, but it's for real. Like, I'm trying to prove and serve as an example, really, not prove, serve as an example of the power that we have to create our own realities. And I'm willing to share it because it's so powerful that I believe if just a fraction of us were to believe in this power, this world would change so dramatically for what I would say is better. And I don't ever want to be in a position of claiming like I know what's best for everybody else. Don't put that on my shoulders. I don't ever want that role. I think we could probably all agree that a peaceful world, a happy world, a world full of love, a lot less war, a lot more love, hard to think there are going to be many people out there that are going to vote against that if they actually believed it was possible. And therein lies where I think the crux of my work is finding those who have the potential in their minds to believe that anything is possible. And since I'm aiming to keep these under 10 minutes, assuming that they're going to go on YouTube in the very near future, I'm going to go ahead and conclude for now. And I thank you for being patient, as some of these might go off topic, might seem crazy in terms of, you know, sometimes I can go off on tangents. So we'll see how this flows, and I hope to bring you another entry tomorrow. Until then, have a great night and a great weekend if it happens to be another day or two before I talk to you. Okay, thanks. Good night.